This week, I'm joined by one of Australia's most loved entertainers, and she is a world-class performer. She's elegant, sophisticated, graceful, and she's more popular than me with my own daughter. She, in fact, Emma, the Yellow Wiggle. Emma, you are...
Hello.
Emma, so lovely to catch up with you, and you are in my lounge room every afternoon. It's so wonderful. Now I get to sit here and spend a Sunday afternoon with you.
That is bizarre, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. Like, it's funny, and this must happen to you all the time, but you're so part of our life. Like, Trixie's got her Emma Wiggle Bow Bar, and she does all her exercises, and she's learning her ballet from you. It's like you're part of our family. People must feel like they know you all the time.
Yeah, and we hear that constantly. We tour all around the world and meet families from all different countries, and they do tell us that, you know, oh, we saw you this morning, or, you know, they'll run into us at the shops, oh, we saw you just 5 minutes ago on the TV. And I guess it's really nice to hear that people are watching the show and are enjoying it and dancing along and singing along. And I guess it's hard for us to realise, because we're doing this all the time, but we don't really see that many children unless we're, you know, on the show, on the live show. But it's lovely to hear that everyone's loving it.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
Hi, this is me, Emma from The Wiggles, and I'm boxed in with Fifi Box.
There's so much we don't know about you, and I would love to find out, to go back before The Wiggles, talk about Emma, the little girl. Like, when did your love of ballet and dance begin? Was it part of your family? Did you know you always wanted to be a performer?
I think only recently, after my nanny passed away, I delved more into where what her background was and my poppy's background, and they actually were ballroom dancers.
Really?
And we're in the Musical Theatre Society here in Sydney.
Yeah.
They were in shows and went to balls and danced all the time, which I don't think I was that aware of until, you know, now. Mm. And maybe that's where my innate love of dance comes from. But I knew from when I was little I was always dancing around and dressing up. And Mum said that I used to walk on my toes all the time. Mm. And she just didn't really know what it was. And I did actually go to the doctors quite a lot because they were concerned that I had autism. And they couldn't quite figure out why I needed to have this, you know, want to walk on my toes.
Wow.
All the time.
Really?
So I guess Mum just thought, oh, well, maybe she just really wants to dance or something, and would take me to, you know, music proms and, you know, concerts and, you know, like they had play school in theatres. Mm. And RSL clubs. And I remember going to see The Wiggles, and one particular show, they had Irish dancers in the show.
Mm.
And as soon as I'd seen the dresses, I think I must have fallen in love with all the sparkles, and they had curly hair and I had curly hair, and I thought, oh, this is great. So I apparently asked Mum to take me to Irish dancing. So we went to the local Irish dancing school, and at that time I was four.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher had mentioned that it would probably be better if I started ballet first, and because I was a bit young. And so I ended up starting ballet and then coming back a year later to start Irish dancing. But now, you know, children are learning dance at two.
Yes.
So, you know, at my time, you know, it wasn't really normal to start dancing at two.
Trixie, she started when she was two, just this cute little bibbidi-bobbidi. Mm. Dance class. And it's interesting because I watch her and she's just had a little ballet concert, and I'm watching it, and I love watching kids get active and put themselves out there and learn things like performing, and, you know, I think they're great. Mm. for their life. At what stage did it become a real thing for you? Do you know what I mean? Like, I watch a lot of kids and I'm yet to see whether Trixie is passionate and that's where she continues. When did it become, this is my, like, lifeblood, I'm passionate, I want to keep doing it?
You know, it feels, I think because I've been dancing since I was four, it feels so much a part of me. I actually have never thought of anything else, really.
Yeah.
I remember going to school and that, you know, a lot of the teachers were talking about, you know, how important it was to learn about other areas just in case you had an injury and you couldn't dance anymore and all the rest of it. Mm. And in my mind, I was so fixated on dancing. I was struck with a terrible injury when I was at school and ended up not dancing for a year and was really, really upset about it. And I ended up teaching myself how to do film editing.
Really?
And through that, I went to film school. Yeah. And I learnt lots of different editing skills and film producing. And that's kind of how I started with The Wiggles. It seems bizarre, but yeah.
Emma Watkins, the Yellow Wiggle, is my special guest. How did you, because I think a lot of people might not know exactly how you became or entered the Wiggle world.
I just finished film school, And I had one of the greatest years of my life. I went to a performing arts school, and I think most of the people there had assumed that I would go to a full-time dance course. I was auditioning for every show. I auditioned for Wicked, for Hairspray, for Cats, you know, everything.
Yeah.
And I just was so, I mean, I'd be doing pretty well, and I'd get through all the dance round and get to the singing. And every time I got to the singing panel, you know, it was a particular musical panel that you could see constantly on lots of different productions. Like, they would cast for lots of different musicals at a time. Mm. And I get to the same people and I thought, oh no, here we go again. And they just kept saying to me that my singing was really undercooked. And then I really needed to work on it. And we think you're a great mover and a great dancer, but we just can't have you as the ensemble in this cast. And I was devastated. Aww. And I don't think I really knew at that point what was going to happen. And I just thought, well, it's probably good that I've got my study and I'm at uni and, you know, trying to earn some money making movies. Then I ended up seeing an audition for the Dorothy the Dinosaur show, which was a separate show to the Wiggles show, but was touring Australia only while the Wiggles were away overseas. And so Dorothy was the central character, and they needed an extra fairy for a DVD.
Yeah.
So you had to learn the video over the weekend, which I thought was great. And it was only ballet. And I was like, oh, this is great. This is so easy. And it had no singing required. Mm. So here I go off to the audition, and, you know, I knew half the people in the room because we'd all been auditioning for the same shows the last 2 weeks. And there was about 50 of us, and we all had to do the dance by ourselves. And by that afternoon, I was already trying on a costume. Then they just said, look, it's really great to meet everybody, and we'll give you a call if we need you. And nothing happened. And I went to uni the next day. I think it was the next day or the day after. And I got a call while I was in a lecture class.
Yeah.
And it was from Paul, the manager of the Wiggles. And he said, you know, if you don't mind, could you come and read a script? And I said, yeah, sure. When? He's like, well, you know, today would be great. Jeez. I said, yep, I'm on my way. And I just had to leave the class, and I drove there. And when I arrived, they offered me the job. And I was really shocked because I thought I was going to read the script, but actually I wasn't really reading anything. I was just reading my contract, and I had the gig straight away. And they said, look, we're in a bit of a rush. We're filming next week, and everybody on the cast already knows the show, so you've got the weekend to learn it. And I just started freaking out. But I just loved it. And I arrived on the following Monday, and filmed with a cast of amazing people that I'd never met before. And we filmed all day, and I was this pink ballet dancing fairy.
Emma, the Yellow Wiggle, is my special guest this week on Boxed In. Fast forward to 2012, when you are offered the Yellow Skivvy. And I wanted to talk to you about that because what an incredible transition that is to replace a founding member of any, a band, a performance act, whatever, is difficult, and there's challenges attached to it. You fortunately now, after this much time, can go, phew, I was received well and I'm loved. And in actual fact, you've gone on to your own separate success in many. I mean, there's lots of little girls out there who go, what boys? It's all about Emma. Emma.
You're right.
But was that daunting, replacing a founding member?
Yeah, it really was. And it's something that I don't think a lot of people think of, or yourself. You know, you don't really think about coming into a group that's already got such a high reputation. Usually bands in general, they get together and then they grow together, and the success grows with them.
Yes.
But to step into someone else's shoes is probably the most scary thing I've ever had to do. And I still feel scared. You know, you still feel like you're honoring a legend and, you know, this whole generation of music, wiggly music for, you know, generations before you and now hopefully generations after.
Yes.
But I think when we were originally told, I was really shocked, firstly. In my head, I was told that we had about 6 months before we were going to be announced. But after about 2 weeks, it got changed, and they thought it would be better to announce us earlier. And I think in their minds, obviously, it was good. But in my mind, I was thinking, oh, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to face the world. So I think that 2 weeks was quite stressful, and it ended up being announced earlier than we thought. So it caught us by surprise. From then, I think it was the best thing ever, because a lot of the children, particularly children with additional needs, ended up having 6 months to learn who we were. And even though we're on the show, then they could recognize, ah, oh, that's Simon. He played the ringmaster on this DVD, and now right. I know that he's going to play the Red. And so it gave a lot of children a long time to be able to get used to us and get used to our faces and our voices. And you know, a lot of the really, you know, hardcore fans, they already could pick us out from other DVDs and, oh, I saw you in this DVD, or, oh, you were the pink fairy in the Dorothy yeah. show. So I think that was actually, it ended up being such a great transitional period. But even when we took over in our first year, it was really hard. You know, it was grassroots touring, and which, you know, most of the time we still do now in Australia. A lot of the audiences were really unsure. The audiences weren't like they are now. They were very sparse. And yeah. I think a lot of parents made the decision that if their child was about five, they thought, well, we're not going to bring them back because they're going to move out of this wiggle phase.
Ah, yes.
So we lost a lot of people in that first year purely because they thought, oh, well, you know, that generation of Wiggles is over and my children are growing up. So we really started with the really young, you know, the babies. And, you know, most of those babies can't even walk or talk or anything. But, gee, how lovely for that audience to stick by us, you know, since we started. And that's how we've really grown the audience. But in the first year, it was particularly difficult, and particularly for me, because I had, you know, particularly teenagers in general yelling out to me in the street, you know, you're not a real Wiggle, you're not a boy, you know. And I think it's such an interesting concept, because I had to think about it. And in a way, I agree with them. I grew up with the originals and I know that I'm not the original. But for this new generation, I'm their original. And we've had such warm welcoming from all the families since.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
Emma Watkins, the Yellow Wiggle, is my special guest. You've got your own love story, which is, I mean, everybody, Australia was so excited to know that two Wiggles were getting married. And you and Lockie obviously working together. How does that work on the road? Does it? I often ask this when people are in bands with their brothers or siblings or partners, because there's a lot of intense time together. Is that good or is that challenging for a relationship?
Look, we're so used to traveling with each other, and we met each other on that Dorothy the Dinosaur show. And since then, 2010, we've been touring together. And I think to have that person with you on the road and to support you and to look out for you and to care for you, you know what each other wants to eat and, yeah. you know, oh, quick, we need to sleep now. You know, that I think we take that for granted now. We're so in tune with each other. And like everybody in the group, we're one big family. And it's lovely to have that support from Lockie and that friendship, you know, ever since the beginning.
Oh, it is. It's fabulous. You know, it's been fabulous. Being able to spend an hour with you today, Emma, thank you so much for joining me. It's absolutely true. I'm going to be racing home to tell my daughter that I spent the afternoon with you, and she's going to be jealous and then wish you that you were her mom, and I'm going to go through all that again.
Well, I'm glad she enjoys it.
Oh, good. Well, thank you so much, Emma Watkins.
Thank you.
Of course, the Yellow Wiggle. And you can see Emma in the Wiggles Wiggle 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 Tour. Head to thewiggles.com for more information. I can't recommend it highly enough. You are just a joy. Keep bringing joy to all the people of Australia, Emma. Well done.
Thank you, Fifi.